coping with all that Herbert stuff?
Down, tough break. Maybe it's one of the more confusing parts of our sport. You have the three referees, you know, the referee on the mat, the judge, and the chairman. They sit at tables. The best two out of three make the decision when there's not a unanimous decision. From there, they can also ask the jury, and that's a group of three people that sit away from the mat in addition to the three that are working the mat. The jury have ruled in Jake's favor. So the referee's on the mat, and I can't remember who called what, but they basically, the two out of three ruled it for blue. When you went to the jury, they ruled it for red. What I didn't like was the Philo representative coming down and influencing the decision. Because ultimately, the people that sit at the head table, or the Philo table, they shouldn't influence the jury and the referee's decision making. And so that was really the issue. And then ultimately, the jury is the final decision.
Yeah.
So the jury called it red for Jake Herbert. So why would it go back to blue
when the official came down and told them influence and then
told them what to do? I didn't know that Fila can do that. You know, it's I don't know if that's in the rule book, I should say.
But what did you do to get the yellow? Did they tell you?
Well, when you contest a call, it's a yellow. So once I had the warning, I wanted to follow up. I knew I had the warning. So.
Yeah. Zeke,
I mean, I wasn't angry. I wasn't mad at him. I just wanted to understand.
Yeah.
That's all.
Zeke, the critical point, correct me if I'm wrong here, was whether or not Jake stopped that initial shot. Is that correct?
Well, I'm biased, but I also am unbiased. I understand wrestling. Jake stopped the shot, and then he threw the guy for three. Then the kid came up on top for two. I get it. I would call that 3-2. That's what the jury told the referees at the mat to call it. Well, 2-2, and then there was another tilt later, 2 for Azerbaijan. But we're really contesting that chest lock throw from the high crotch. Double it.
How frustrating is it when they don't update the score? They don't sit there and put the score on the board, so you don't. 30 seconds went by after that sequence before the brick got thrown. Is it kind of when they don't agree on the call, the whistle on the board? Do you think that's a disadvantage?
You know, I'm not the rule maker, but if I was making the rules, I would say that the officials should have to put the points up on the board, and then we should then challenge or not. But you don't get to do that. They tell you you have to challenge regardless if we don't even put the score up. So it is. The answer is yes. It's frustrating, as you know.
You knew there was points coming and probably wouldn't be good.
Well, yeah. I mean, they were already signaling blue, but they never put it up on the board till very, 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 very late. So I just said, you know what? We better get that out there before they don't even accept it.
As far as the performance so far with the team, I've got a roll there early and then took three straight losses. Cabell's wrestling for bronze. Jake's got to wait. Coleman's is coming off the loss. You know, what's going to be said in the next 2-3 hours?
You know, I don't. This tournament, I don't think we have to say anything to them. An Olympic medal is an Olympic medal. You go down in history as an Olympic medalist. So I don't think we'll need a lot of motivation out of them. Plus, they're Americans. Americans never put their head down after a loss. They get up and they fight.
It went from sky high, though, to
a train wreck. It was tough. You know, we were, you got to assess the overall performance. I think our team really wrestled well, made some, got on a great roll, as you said. The rules are very unforgiving. We made some mistakes, put ourselves in those situations, and ultimately it cost us. But, there's still another session tonight, and we can get out of here with three medals. We got two in for bronze now. We got another one that I feel pretty good should get back in. If we can get out of here with three bronze tonight, I think we'll all pat ourselves on the back and say nice work at the end of the day. He stayed down on his knees too long. Should have got up off his knees and squared up. He stayed down. He put his head by his knee. Smart. We practice that all the time. Cradling up, front headlock to the cradle. We yell it all the time. They did it to us. It's about.